Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
I'm excited today to have back with me on Connected Pastor Bill Preston. He is the associate pastor of Everlasting Covenant Church in Fairmont, West Virginia. And Bill, welcome to today's edition of Connected.
Praise the Lord. So good to be with you, Brother Tim.
You know, the last time that you were here on Connected, wow, you were sharing an article about the United States Constitution, about our forefathers. We were talking about the last days. We were talking about the Illuminati, which is the secret society that we all know about, that is no longer secret to a lot of people. But we feel like the Lord is directing us to go into that direction again today. And I remember reading in the Word of God in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, there it talks in verses 7, 8, and 9, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Let's talk about that for just a moment.
Absolutely. That is the blessed hope of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Antichrist will not come. You see, the tribulation, we look at our world today, the mess that our world is in, and it will continue. But can you imagine what the world would be like without the church, without the Bible, without Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Without godly leaders that are standing up and proclaiming this glorious gospel, giving us hope. Praise God forevermore. So, the church will be taken out someday.
That's right.
And then that wicked one will be revealed.
That's right.
Now let's bring that right into what's happening in our world today. The goal of the Illuminati, through communism, through socialism, through Islam, is to form a one-world government.
Mm-hmm.
What is holding that back? The gospel of Jesus Christ, the church. The goodness that is in the heart of God's people. You know, when I look at what is happening in Ferguson, Missouri, the rioting, the looting, even the black people's businesses were burned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love black people. I don't see them as black. I see them as brothers and sisters.
Absolutely.
In Christ.
Yes.
For in Christ Jesus, there is no distinction. We are one.
Praise God.
And I love them so much. One of my mentors was a black Baptist preacher.
Yes.
And I respect him. But we need preachers to speak out.
Come on.
That will preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and give the black people the answer.
That's right.
To these problems. The problem is sin.
That's right, brother.
The problem is in the heart of people. We need a change.
Yes.
And that can only come through the gospel.
That's it.
Of Jesus Christ. And we have that hope today.
Mm-mm-mm.
Listen again to what Thomas Jefferson said. He was a great leader. He said, I am a real Christian. That is to say, a disciple of the doctrines of Jesus. I have little doubt that our whole country will soon be rallied to the unity of our Creator. And I hope to the pure doctrine of Jesus also.
Yes, praise God.
What a rallying cry he gave. And that needs to go out again, Brother Tim.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's going out here today from He's Alive Radio.
That's exactly
And I thank
right.
God for He's Alive Radio.
Amen. Praise God. Stay tuned. This is awesome conversation. We're going to break for a song and we'll be right back with more conversation.
Gloria. across the desert, trudging through the shifting sand, peering at the constellations, facing scholars from a distant land. Cross the sand, cross the land, where a new star is shining tonight, don't you know? Remember stories told him by the old and the cold. Stories old. Then the sky starts exploding with light, and then the night is a circus of bright shining gleams.
For the angels singing.
Christmas and He's Alive is giving the gifts. Partners with your love gift of $20 or more in the month of December, we want to send you a special DVD entitled Sessions, Up Close and in the Studio. On this project, 12 of your favorite Southern Gospel artists and some of their most beloved songs, but watch them as they record live in the studio. You'll hear from the Booth Brothers, Sisters, Austin's Bridge, Judy Jacobs, Mark Lowry, The Crab Revival, Jeff and Sherry Easter, Legacy 5, Karen Peck and New River, Clint Brown, and Greater Vision. Get up close and in the studio with some of your favorite Southern Gospel artists and see just how the anointing falls as they record some of your most beloved songs. Send your best love gift to He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or online at he'salive.net. That's He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.
I'm back with my special guest, Pastor Bill Preston, and we have been talking about the last days, the article from the Constitution that you read about from Thomas Jefferson just a moment ago. I tell you what, Bill, my heart is stirred today, and it's stirred concerning this nation that we live in. We all know 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, shall humble themselves, shall seek my face, shall pray, and shall turn from their wicked ways, those four things when they're fulfilled. He said, then would I hear from heaven, and I would do two things. I would forgive their sins, and I would heal their land.
You know, the Bible says that judgment must begin
at
the house of God. Now, why? Why must judgment begin at the house of God? Because that is where the head of the church, the Lord Jesus Christ, reigns over God's people.
Yes.
And the ministry that he gave, he set forth in the church, is to build up the body of Christ. We so need that today. We need a revival in the church.
Amen.
We need a reformation.
Amen.
We need a generation of Spirit-filled preachers.
Yes, sir.
That will stand up for the blood-stained banner of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know, we ask the question, how did we fall so far so fast?
Mm-hmm.
And when I think about it, the changes came about by a very small group of people.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't take much. But the sad part about it, the church was asleep and allowed it to happen.
Oh, my.
Judgment begins at the house of God.
That's right. You know, what we're talking about today, you're out there and you're listening. We are two stirred preachers here. And we believe that God wants to bring forth a Holy Ghost revival in this nation. And it's going to take that to turn this nation back around. We are going to have to hit our knees, please. And when we become like the Old Testament preachers and cry between the porch and the altar till the hot tears burn our cheek, till we get a vision of hell again and the souls of men that are going to hell, we're never going to have a revival. There's too much social reform and social gospel that is being propagated from America's pulpits today. And I remember an evangelist years ago said that there's going to come a time where they're ashamed of the power of Almighty God and hide the prayer altars in the basement of the church, and it'll be icicles in the pulpit and frost in the pews. But what we need today is a move of God where the fire of God comes out of God's ministers that are a flame of fire.
Praise God, we're the chosen, not the frozen.
That's it, brother. Heat that thing up.
Amen. Praise God. Oh, God is so awesome.
Hmm.
You know, Brother Tim, you spoke of that scripture from 2 Thessalonians. Now we beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him.
Yes.
That you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to be shaken.
That's right.
We don't have to be anxious. We don't have to be worried, because God has everything under control.
Absolutely.
And if you're out there today and you're going through problems, I want you to know, according to the Word of God, God has something great planned for you.
Praise God.
Because he said in Jeremiah, I know the plans that I have for you.
Come on, brother.
Plans to prosper you.
Yes.
To give you an expected end.
Praise God.
Praise God.
And a good end. Praise the Lord. And some of you out there right now, you're suffering in your body. Some of you have a spirit of insomnia. You cannot sleep at night. The Bible talks about that men's hearts in the last days will fail them because of fear and because of the things that are coming upon the earth. But we need not fear. The Bible says that perfect love casteth out fear. Fear may have torment. And I remember years ago when I was studying for my psychology degree, that was back in the early 80s, there was actually 418 different kinds of fear that had been identified. Can you imagine that in the psychic or the soulish part of man? But Jesus Christ has already died for all of our fear. He's already died for our sins. Praise God, he's raised again for our justification, sits at the right hand of the Father, interceding on behalf of every one of our needs. Hallelujah to God.
You know, Brother Tim, we're tag-teaming against the devil this morning.
Praise God.
And I'm telling you, he is a defeated foe. Jesus defeated the works of the devil.
Yes.
At Calvary.
Praise God.
And for this purpose was the Son of God manifested, to destroy, or you could say undo, the works of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross.
That's right.
And Jesus will undo every negative thing in your life. He'll make you a brand new person.
You know, there's so many people out there that are Christians right now, Brother Bill, and they have fallen into sin. And because the true gospel is not being propagated or preached from the pulpits, some of them are falling by the wayside. We need to reel them in with the lifeline. I love that old song we used to sing. As a matter of fact, years ago, we sang it in the jail there on the preaching end and on the playing end, not the recipient end. When we used to minister at the jail there on Tuesday night, throw out the lifeline. someone is sinking today. And that's what we're doing right now with the Word of God. As Pastor Bill said, we are tag teaming against the devil. And if you are a Christian and you have sinned, don't you dare allow the enemy to convince you that you cannot be forgiven. I call it the sinning Christian's advocate. That's what Jesus Christ was. The Bible said in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's what? Faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And notice this in verse 10, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us.
Hallelujah to God. That is so true. We need that precious relationship and fellowship with God.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have sinned, confess that sin. He will restore that relationship and fellowship and give you the victory. Praise God.
Praise God. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, stay tuned. Listen to this song. We're going to be coming back. Pastor Bill's going to be leading you in the sinner's prayer.
And I believe.
Bill and I are about ready to take your needs to the throne of grace. I remember a prayer request that came into the station about 2 weeks ago. A lady said that her son was hooked on drugs. He was strung out on drugs, and she didn't even know where he was at. But we are believing today that when we pray the prayer of agreement from the 18th chapter of the book of Matthew, that the Bible says that if two or more on earth shall agree as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall, not might, but it shall be done of our Father which is in heaven. We believe that he's going to show up on your doorstep. He's coming back home, and he's going to repent for the remission of sins and receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. You heard me say before the break, if you're unsaved, and you may be driving down the interstate right now on 6879 there toward Morgantown and Fairmont, just pull your rig, sir, over on the side of the road. Pastor Bill's coming to the mic. He's going to lead you in the sinner's prayer. Or ma'am, if you don't know the Lord and you're strung out and you need help, there's hope for you today.
I want you to follow me in this prayer, but believe it from your heart. That's where it has to start, in your heart. Dear Heavenly Father, that's right, repeat the words. Dear Heavenly Father.
Dear Heavenly Father.
I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
Separated from you.
Separated from you.
By my sins.
By my sins.
And my sinful nature.
And my sinful nature.
But I believe.
But I believe.
That Jesus Christ.
That Jesus Christ.
Is the Son of God.
Is the Son of God.
I believe he died on the cross for me.
I believe he died on the cross for me.
I believe he shed his blood.
I believe he shed his blood.
To wash my sins away.
To wash my sins away.
I believe he arose from the dead.
I believe he arose from the dead.
And I confess him.
And I confess him.
And I receive him.
And I receive him.
As my Lord and my Savior.
As my Lord and my Savior.
Come into my life, Lord Jesus.
Come into my life, Lord Jesus.
Live your life in me and through me.
Live your life in me and through me.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Use me for your glory.
Use me for your glory.
Take me to heaven someday.
Take me to heaven someday.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Praise God. If you have prayed that prayer with Pastor Bill, we want you to go to the phone right now and dial this number, 301-895-3292. A nice person standing by to take your call. The Bible says in Romans 10 and verse number 10 that with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, and with the heart or your spirit man believes unto righteousness. Congratulations, you have found the answer. Jesus Christ is now the Savior and the Lord of your life. Pastor Bill, I tell you what, it's been awesome being here today. Any last remarks before we go off the air?
I just want the people to be encouraged. Look up. Look up. Your redemption draweth nigh.
Amen.
Don't be overwhelmed by what is happening in our world. Look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Bill, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at HeesAlive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.